Hello, my name is Charlie, and this is my Sky story. And they all lived happily ever after. I closed the book and looked up at Jake. He was completely asleep. I placed the book on his nightstand, and I got up, walking to the door. I turned back to him to check one more time that he was asleep. His eyes were still closed, and his body was still. I left the room and closed the door. I stood outside the room a bit longer. His parents had told me that he was having sleeping problems. I wanted to be sure he was asleep. After standing there for a while, I started hearing whispers. I knew he wasn't asleep. I was about to open the door when I heard what he was saying. "Can you tell me this song again?" I could hear Jake saying. "Who is he talking to?" I thought to myself. Then a woman's voice started singing. "Bones go snap, skin comes off, eyes fall out, and death comes soon. Bones go snap, skin comes off, eyes fall out, and death awaits me and you." I stood there in shock. There was someone in there with him. "Again," Jake said from behind the door. I decided I had to go in there. No, I needed to go in there to help Jake from whoever was in there. I put my hand on the doorknob. "I have to help Jake," I told myself one more time as I twisted the doorknob. I finally opened the door in a burst of courage. Inside the room, there was a lady who was in front of Jake's bed. She hovered off the floor. Her skin was gray and her clothes were dirty and tattered. Her face was scratched, scraped, and bleeding. The woman turned to me. I stuttered as she came toward me. She grabbed my neck. Her hands were freezing cold. I tried to hit her, but my hand just went through her body. "They'll lose everything, as I did, and you are not stopping my revenge," she said. I tried to speak, but nothing came out. My vision blurred, and black splotches filled my vision. Right before it all went black, I couldn't see her anymore. Instead, I saw Jake clasping his hands tight onto my throat.